I'm Canadian Space Agency astronaut Dr. Dave Williams. Welcome to the series, My Body in Space. One of the challenges that we face in training to perform spacewalks is there's no single environment here on Earth that recreates the absence of gravity that enables us to do all this training. When we're training underwater with this large mock-up of the space station in this facility we call the Neutral Buoyancy Laboratory, or NBL, there are a number of similarities between what we experience in space, and then there's a number of differences. And it's very important training that environment to understand the similarities and the differences to get the most we can out of that training experience. The similarities are that the whole mock-up of the space station underwater is identical to what we experience in space. So being able to look around you, being able to see all the structures of the space station exactly the way we're going to see them in space, the NBL really helps us for that. We, of course, perform all the tasks that we're going to do over a six-hour spacewalk in the NBL. It's like a six-hour dress rehearsal where we go through doing each step-by-step task of the spacewalk. We rehearse this underwater. The differences, though, of the NBL are that the water itself creates resistance to the movement of our body. So in the NBL, it's very hard to get yourself going. It requires a fair amount of muscular effort to get yourself to move. It's very easy to get yourself to stop. In space, it's the opposite. Fingertip pressure to get yourself moving. If you get yourself moving too fast, it's very hard to get yourself to stop. And it's critical that you remember that difference when you're performing a spacewalk. One of the things in the NBL, if we get behind in a task, it's really easy to speed up with your translation and go hand over hand quickly. We would never do that in space because you would build up too great a rate that it makes it very difficult to stop. So when we actually are performing a spacewalk, despite the drama of the situation, we're doing everything very slowly in a carefully choreographed manner with fingertip touch on the handrails moving very slowly from one handrail to another. So the type of physique that we're sort of looking for in a spacewalker is not someone who's got very large muscles, but more like a rock climber. Somebody who's got fairly significant muscle strength, but also significant endurance. And the reason why we need that, particularly in our upper arms, is when you go outside and you're doing a spacewalk, you're moving yourself around with your hands. And it's amazing to think of the things that you are able to do. On our second spacewalk for STS-118, I'm going to be riding on the end of the Canadarm2. I will grab on to something called a CMG. It's this large gyro for the space station. The gyro and the bracket that it's mounted on and what we call the flight support equipment weighs 1,200 pounds. Imagine on Earth bending over and picking up 1,200 pounds. Can't do it. But in space, I will reach forward and with two hands pick up an object that weighs 1,200 pounds. Now, what's important in space is that the mass of the object, it has inertia associated with it. So if I get this object moving, and I get it moving quickly, it's very hard to stop that object. So if you watch me doing this, I will be moving very, very slowly, but I need a fairly significant amount of strength and endurance in my upper arms to make sure I'm controlling that well. And for all those reasons, it's really quite critical that we maintain our physical conditioning.